Again, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Toldos, Tavshin, Ayin, Tess. Terry tells us in this week's Parsha, in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Ches and Tess, the end of the Parsha tells us, Vayar Esav Kirois Benois Kanan Ve'ena Yitzhak Aviv. Esav saw that the daughters of Canaan that he had married were not finding favor in the eyes of his father Yitzhak. And the next pasuk says he went to his uncle Yishmael and he took his daughter Machalas, the sister of Nevoyos, as a wife. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim tells us, and it's brought down by Rashi in Bereishis Lamed Vav pasuk Gimel, that Machalas' real name was Basmas. Torah actually tells us later on in Parshas Vayishlach Perek Lamed Vav pasuk Gimel also, Bas Basmas Bas Yishmael Achos Nevoyos. Why was she called Machalas? Because Shnimchalu Kolav Enosav, the Yerushalmi says. As a result, Esav sins for marrying this woman, the daughter of Yishmael. His sins as a result of marrying her were forgiven on the day that he married her. We see from here, the Yerushalmi infers from this pasuk that a chassan's sins are forgiven the day he gets married. And we may ask an obvious question, why were Esav's sins, why were his averus only forgiven now when he married Yishmael's daughter, but not earlier, when he married his first two wives? Yehudis Bas Be'eri and Basmas Bas Elon. It's only when Esav married Yishmael's daughter that his bride's name was changed to Machalas, presumably because his sins were not previously forgiven. And why is that? And perhaps we can say the answer is the following. When Esav married his two wives at the age of 40, why did he marry them at the age of 40? Pasuk says, "Vahi Esav ben Arbayim Shana." Why was it? He married them at that age because he saw that his father had also married when he was 40. So he looked at himself as bearing the legacy of his father, and therefore, since his father married when he was 40, he was going to marry when he was 40. Esav didn't realize that he was not the same tzaddik that his father was, and the cheshbainus that Yitzchak had in getting married at that age, Esav did not have those cheshbainus. He was just being a nachmacher. He was imitating his father for no other reason than doing it because his father did. Therefore, he did not get forgiveness when he married his first wives, because he acted simply to mimic his father's actions without any sense of submission or commitment. But this was not the case when Esav married Yishmael's daughter. The Torah tells us, as we just mentioned, that Esav married Yishmael's daughter after realizing that the Benois Canaan were evil in the eyes of his father, Yitzchak. Even though he was entrenched in Avera, he had done the terrible Averas, the most terrible violations of the Torah. And he also sinned by continuing to be remaining married. To his first wives, as Rashi writes, "Hoisif rishus al rishusai shlagiris asher rishonis." He didn't even get rid of those first wives. The Torah tells us earlier in the parasha that Yitzchak became blind as a result of the sacrifices and the smoke that they used to bring for Avodah Zarah, of the Karbanis. But since he had positive thoughts, since the positive thoughts did accompany this marriage, he had the kavana of trying to become better in a way, trying to take a wife that his parents would appreciate, his parents would want, his parents would more find favorable than the women that he was married to. But since he had a small measure of a positive attitude, that was enough for him to get the forgiveness, to get mechila on the day of his marriage. And from here we can learn a tremendous lesson. Number one is that we must always follow what our fathers and our forefathers did. But even though we have to follow the Messiah of the Avos, we have to understand that if we just go min asafa al lechutz, if we just go with an external kavana, an external idea, an external way of bearing their legacy, that's not going to help us. Just going through the motions without any internal change and commitment, that doesn't help. We can only gain the stature of our forefathers and the Zchus Avos and the Mechila that a person will get, let's say on the day he gets married, if we succeed in breaking the negative desires and subduing the negative traits or a negative trait. And that's not only when a person gets married, but any time. If a person takes on something that was done by his parents, his grandparents, a Messiah, a Minig, whatever it might be, or even any mitzvah, he shouldn't do it just because they did it. He has to do it because it's the right thing to do. And with that, he'll be zeicha to all the brachas and all the mechila that comes with doing the Ratzon Hashem. Wishing everybody a good Chodesh and a good Shabbos.